Well, good morning. I think we'll go ahead and get started. And I just want to start by saying thank you for all of you for being here today to really celebrate a significant milestone, I believe, for the state of Iowa and for Iowans. It's such a pleasure today to sign two bills that represent our collective commitment to treating Iowans facing mental health challenges with compassion and dignity. I'm proud to first sign into law a comprehensive mental health bill. As I said in the condition of the state, we must identify and address the gaps in our system, and this bill does that. This is an important step forward to ensure Iowa adults have access to the full array of mental health services when and where they need it. I want to thank the floor managers, Representative Lundgren and Senator Shelgren. A special thanks also to Representative Fry and Senator Eldler for their hard work on this bill. I also want to express appreciation to Directors Foxhoven and Claybaugh and their teams at the Iowa Department of Human Services and the Public Health. And thank you to the many, many advocates who are here today. This piece of legislation began as a roadmap created by the Complex Service Needs Workgroup to develop a more complete mental health system in Iowa. It involves stakeholders from across the state, including providers, law enforcement, advocates, and state and county officials. But this legislation was pushed over the finish line by those individuals and families who know firsthand the importance of having a robust mental health system and the pain caused when services they or a loved one needed weren't there. I know that we can do better, and with this legislation, we will do better. With the signing of House File 2456, we're building upon the existing system to ensure that Iowans can access a full array of mental health care that they need regardless of where they live. The modernization of this system began in 2013 when we saw the growth of mental health services and more consistent delivery occurring across every county. This legislation continues that progress and ensures expanded services are available for Iowans in their own communities. Access centers will provide short-term care for those in crisis. These places will have the resources needed to get Iowans back home to their families. Assertive community treatment teams will provide additional individualized treatment and supports to individuals with mental health in their home and community 365 days a year. Comprehensive crisis services will include a 24-hour crisis hotline, mobile response, and crisis stabilization services. Intensive residential service homes will provide individuals with severe and persistent mental illness with the chance to live with dignity in their own homes. With the passage of House File 2456, we also recognize that even more needs to occur. That's why the work group will continue assessing the involuntary commitment process, the need for tertiary care hospitals, sustainable funding structures for the mental health system, and there is more to come. I'm excited about the partnership between Des Moines University and NAMI to ensure every new doctor at Des Moines University graduates will receive the training to treat and identify mental health challenges. Creating the mental health system that we envisioned is complex, and it can't happen overnight. I look forward to building on the momentum that we have here today, and I'm excited to continue these strong partnerships because I know that none of us will ever stop looking for ways to provide more compassionate mental health care to those in the greatest need. The second bill that I will have the honor to sign today begins the process of addressing mental health in our schools for our children. This bill is a critical first step, but let me be clear, this is just the first step. I want to thank the floor managers, Representative Moore and Senator Johnson, for their hard work on this important legislation. And again, I want to recognize the many, many advocates who have joined us for this important bill signing. Senate File 2113 is another example of our ability to come together in a bipartisan manner to address one of the most important issues facing our schools and our children. As I said in the condition of the state, no one should suffer in silence when it comes to mental health. No parent should suffer the loss of a child to suicide. And no child should feel such pain or helplessness that suicide appears as the only solution. Yet in Iowa, suicide is the second leading cause of death for individuals between the ages of 15 and 34. The third leading cause of death of children between the ages of 10 and 14. And that's why it's vital that steps are taken to identify the early signs of depression and mental health challenges in children. This legislation, Senate File 2113, requires training for our educators to recognize the signs of a mental health crisis and to refer those children to the appropriate services. It further requires the establishment of protocols for suicide prevention. Because through early identification and intervention, we can help prevent the loss of a child to suicide. Together, these two pieces of legislation begin to fill in the gaps that remain in Iowa's mental health system. But as I said before, we cannot stop here. Iowa's adult system, while far from complete, has seen dramatic improvements over the last several years. However, our children's mental health and well-being system isn't where it needs to be. Yes, we have dedicated providers, but we lack the coordination, consistency, and access that exist through the mental health MHDS regions for adults. So in the coming weeks, I'll be signing an executive order that establishes a platform to begin developing a children's service system based on the 2018 Children's Advisory Committee recommendations. We need a system that will use resources efficiently to help improve well-being for children and families, build healthy and resilient children and families, provide educational growth for children, and coordinate medical and mental health care for children. The executive order will move the children's service systems forward without delay and lay the groundwork for further legislation. We can and must do better for Iowa's children. Today is a milestone. Today's a milestone day for mental health in Iowa. So I want to say thank you for joining in recognizing the positive impact that these laws will have on our most vulnerable residents. I look forward to working with all of you towards creating a comprehensive mental health system for Iowans of all ages. And I just want to say, close by saying how proud I am to stand here and work with the legislators in both the House and the Senate that came together on this extremely important issue to pass a comprehensive bill in unanimously. And I think that deserves a huge round of applause. So now we get to do the fun stuff, right?